alone with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty, I'm too hot.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Getting ready for the party. Got a little Bruno Mars because one of my good friends now, having been through the Leadership Pensacola class with her, we were classmates last year, Laura Gilliam is here, president and CEO of United Way. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here, Meg.
It's so fun. Yeah. We spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
So we had a little party song because United Way, of course, is a nonprofit in our area that does so much for our community. And you've got a big event coming up. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about United Way because
sure.
I think it's like we all hear about it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times we don't really know what United Way does. And there have been changes in recent years about the area that you cover now.
Sure.
So kind of give us a United Way 101.
Sure. Yeah. So kind of at a high level, one of the things that we really are known for and have been for years, this United Way has been around for 100 years.
I know. It's
long. Yeah, we celebrated 100 years last year.
Wow.
Is really to mobilize the community to action so that everybody in our community can thrive. You know, whenever there's a need, we're there. We bring a really comprehensive approach to every challenge. We're trying to make sure that we're responding to the needs in the community. And really, we're working on strengthening local resilience, advancing health, youth opportunity, and financial security. So again, where every person in our community can thrive. And so we do that by providing funding to agencies that are focusing on those areas, health, education, financial stability, community resilience, as well as implementing programs. So mm-hmm. we have some programs where we help connect people to resources like 211, which is our helpline, 988, which is crisis prevention lifeline. We have a veteran support line, a new first responders helpline.
Oh, wow.
So we're connecting people to resources. We're also helping people become more financially secure through VITA, mm-hmm. which is the volunteer income tax assistance, providing free tax preparation for folks. And then we're helping people connect with their communities through volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
So we have activities like Stuff the Bus, which is the school supply drive in July,
right.
Day of Caring, which is in October. And it's all about, again, mobilizing the community, getting people out to make a difference, to improve lives, whether that's through volunteerism, through financial contributions, or in other ways.
So what are the areas now that you cover? Because it's United Way now of
West Florida,
correct? Mm-hmm. So what there's been a change. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for 95 years, we served Escambia County only.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2019, we expanded our service area into Santa Rosa County. So
I do remember that.
Yes.
I had served at that point on the Santa Rosa United Way board.
Yes.
Right before the changes all happened.
Yes, yes. So we've expanded our service area. So we have volunteers from there. We provide assistance over there. We have agencies that we're involved with. We have members of the board who are working and living in Santa Rosa County. So, you know, we, you know, admittedly, we've not been over there as long as mm-hmm. we were in Escambia County, but the priority is still the same. The commitment to serving Santa Rosa County is still the same. And I think one of the big things that we try to do is to make sure that we have an understanding of what the needs are, what the resources are over there and may not be there. Same with Escambia. You know, every community has a unique personality. Every county has a unique personality. And we need to make sure that we're responding to that.
Mm-hmm. So you have so many different programs that you oversee. I don't know how you keep track of everything that you do. So hats off to you.
Yeah,
thanks. I'm very impressed. It has to be a lot. But I know you've got a great team that works with you. And with the different counties, and so much is happening right now in terms of changes, funding, that kind of thing, not to be political, but are we seeing any of those effects already here in our area? Does that affect United Way as well? Because I know you do get some grants.
Right, sure. So those helplines that I mentioned are, many of them are federally funded.
Mm-hmm.
So we're keeping a close watch on that. We do help administer the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, which is money that's comes in. We again facilitate it. We don't make decisions. There's a board that makes decisions, but that funding has been frozen. So there's no community in the United States right now is receiving that. That's money that's for food, for shelter, for other things that are around in the area of basic needs assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that that's not coming into either county at this point. We're actually convening a meeting of nonprofits next week to get some sense of what is happening to them or as a result of some of these changes. And again, the direct implication or the direct effect is going to be on the community. We know that AmeriCorps has seen some significant changes. AmeriCorps is a huge capacity building effort for nonprofits, mm-hmm. which are often working on, you know, shoestring budgets. Mm-hmm. And so not only are they helping the capacity of those nonprofits, but they're, you know, the whole goal of AmeriCorps is to reduce poverty right. in our community. Right. And so so we're getting some hints and some hearing some information, but that meeting next week is designed really to help us understand what kind of an impact it's having on the nonprofits, but then by definition on the community. And I think that's what I hope people will understand, is that if these funds aren't coming in, then it's going to have a direct impact on people who live here.
Well, there's no question about that. An example would be I'm on the Council on Aging of West Florida Board. So the foster grandparent program is going to have to go away. There's a threat to Meals on Wheels program, which serves, you know, people and the seniors that are unable to get their own food. So it really is going to have a wide impact, which is why now the community will have to step up mm-hmm. and make up the difference for mm-hmm. this federal and state funds. And that's apparently what a lot of people want to do. So now we're going to call out to you to do it.
That's right. That's right. It's kind of a heavy lift. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize all these programs are where the funding comes from. They just are used to seeing them in their communities.
They've been part for 100 years.
Yeah, yeah,
it's been
exactly.
part of their lifestyle.
Exactly.
So let's talk a bit about what's coming up to raise some funds. This sounds like a blast.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So last year, this was part of our celebration of our 100 years. It's Glitz and Gallop, and it is a Kentucky Derby themed event. Mm-hmm. It is this Saturday from 4 to 7 at Culinary Productions, their new event venue on Wright Street. And it is, we're going to have some fun betting, and I say that with quotation marks, on some races that have been pre-run. We're going to watch the Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
no betting
fun.
On that, but we're going to watch it.
Okay.
And then we're going to enjoy some fabulous food, some unique cocktails. That we have a whole slew of prizes that people will be able to put their names in the hat for, great silent auction items. Mm-hmm. And it's just a fun event. I already have my fascinator that I'm going to wear.
I was just going to say, you said putting the money in the hat. I'm thinking, do I wear a hat?
Oh, yeah.
The hat?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You have to wear a hat.
Okay. All right.
And you will be surprised and just excited to see how people really step up and wear the clothes that you would wear to the Kentucky Derby. It's
well, this
lots
town
of fun.
Is kind of known for that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big old party. So
that sounds great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's this Saturday, 4 yes. to 7. If I want to go, what do I need to do?
So you can get on our website, uwwf.org, and you will see it pop up immediately. You can buy your tickets there. We also have a bourbon pull. You pay $25 to pull a bottle of bourbon. It's either going to be a $25 bottle. It could be a $200 bottle of bourbon.
Ooh.
You're not going to know. So there's tickets there. There's tickets for the horse races. That's all you need to do.
Okay. Now, is there an overall ticket to get in?
Yes, the ticket.
And
yes.
How much is that?
Tickets are $100.
And what does that
And
include?
That covers your drinks. That covers the food, which is going to be, if you know Culinary Productions, you know they just always
so
knock
good.
It out of the park. So the food, several tickets, I think it's 10 tickets, betting, again, with quotation marks, betting tickets.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and just a load of fun.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Laura Gilliam. She's president and CEO of United Way, telling us about what they do for the community, as well as how you can go to the Glitz and Gallop Gala in honor of Kentucky Derby and all the services they provide. This is a fun way to support this organization. So we're going to take a quick break, Laura, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Laura Gilliam, president and CEO of United Way of West Florida. And if you have a question for her about their services or the upcoming gala, 850-437-1620, text it in. That's why she's here. She's the expert on our community for sure. So we were talking a little bit about, you have some sponsors, I think, helping you out with the gala,
which
is this Saturday.
Yes.
And it is the Glitz and Gallop
Gala
in honor of Kentucky Derby.
Yes. Yeah, you certainly can't do an event like this without having some help. And so just want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsor, which is HCA West Florida. course, Culinary Productions is helping to support us as well. Our other sponsors are Navy Federal Credit Union, Pensacola Energy, Florida Power and Light, Bella Magazine, Home Instead, Clark Partington, Sterling Tree Service, and Patrice Witten. So we're just very thankful for their support. And of course, our annual media sponsors include News Radio 92.3, 1620 AM. Yes, Cat Country, WEAR, and P&J. And they help spread the word. You all help spread the word about the work that we're doing, the events that we have, and the services that we provide. And we're so very grateful.
Well, you know you can come on this show anytime to talk about United Way because it's one of my favorite organizations. And like you said, 100 years of service to this community. Yes. Over 100 years now.
Yes, yes, it's absolutely. Incredible. It's you know, and I tell people that you don't get to 100 years without listening, without responding, without changing. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people sometimes think that we are still kind of in that role of being the intermediary fundraiser for nonprofits, and that's part of what we do, but we just realize that that's it takes more than that. It takes the collaborative work that we do, leveraging dollars to bring them into the community, implementing these programs. So our goal is to really be the United Way that the community needs. And that means that we need to listen mm-hmm. and respond to that.
To the needs.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
One of the things too that's always impressive in this community to me is the volunteerism.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that. And if somebody wanted to help out with one of the agencies that you work with or specifically with United Way, what would they have to do?
Yeah. So we have lots of volunteer opportunities within the organization, but the best thing to do is to go to our website, click the link that says volunteer, and it will take you to a platform called Get Connected.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's kind of like a buffet. So you're going to see probably about 200 agencies from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, including United Way, that have a whole host of volunteer opportunities from one-day event-based opportunities to others that might be ongoing. And so you can identify that you have an interest in working with children or mm-hmm. with animals or with older adults, and those opportunities will pop up. You can put your information in there and get pinged when new opportunities are available. So it's just a great way to connect those agencies that are looking for volunteers with the people who want to help.
Well, what is, on a more personal note, what is that you love about this job? Because this is a tough job. There's so many yeah. different moving parts, and yeah. you work with so many different agencies in the community. And and as I said earlier, Laura and I got to know each other during Leadership Pensacola, sponsored by the Pensacola Chamber last year.
Yes.
And had a great time getting to know each other. But why do you do what you do?
Yeah, so I've been going on, it's about 30 years since I've been doing nonprofit work, 20
wow.
years within the United Way system. So mm-hmm. it's been a while and things have changed. But I think the thing that just kind of keeps me going is the fact that people will step forward and help. And, when I got started, I worked with an agency that was mainly working with older adults, and mm-hmm. we would have some needs that would come up, and I would go to a volunteer and I would say, oh my gosh, nobody's going to want to do this, and say, could you help out with this? And they'd say, absolutely.
Aww.
And so I just, you know, that happens on a regular basis. I think there's so many things in the world that are, you know, not great and can get us down. Mm-hmm. And when you work in this sector, that's an advantage of doing this work, is because then you see all the great things that are happening. So I'm constantly astounded by how kind people can be and how giving they can be. And I think that's probably what keeps me going.
Well, in this community in particular, people are very generous.
Yes.
And we have so many nonprofits in this area doing great work. So
yes.
thanks to your support, because you help unite, thus your name,
United. Yes. Yes.
You help unite everyone and keep them going. And there's just so many different things that you do. So just want to say, really put it on record as saying thank you for everything that you do and for your entire team there. Because it's difficult times and a lot of things are going to be changing soon.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
a lot of services that we've counted on for a long time may be going away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a big adjustment for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And we do have a great team at our office. And I have to give them a shout out, because they step up every day and give of themselves and go above and beyond. And so I'm very grateful for them.
Okay. Well, the party's coming up.
Yes.
So if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Laura Gilliam is here, President and CEO of United Way of West Florida. And we've got a Glitz and Gallop Gala coming up this Saturday. So if somebody just joined us, how can they go? What do they need to do?
Absolutely. So it is Saturday at Culinary Productions, 4 to 7. You can go to our website, which is uwwf.org. Click the link that says buy tickets, and that'll take you to the platform. Easy. They're $100 a piece. Gets you your couple of drink tickets and great food, betting in quotes, tickets, and just lots of fun. Get to watch the Kentucky Derby with a whole bunch of friends.
Okay, and you got to wear a hat.
Yeah, you got to wear a hat or guys, you know, got to really dress it up too. So it's not just the ladies, it's the guys too.
Oh, and then what are the proceeds from the event go to?
The proceeds benefit United Way of West Florida and the work that we're doing in the community.
Well, it's a really fun way to support the organization, that's for sure.
Yes.
So again, the website again.
UWWF.org.
Okay. And then I want to hear more about this bourbon pull thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's really simple. It's just you buy a ticket for $25, mm-hmm. and the bourbon is wrapped in or in bags, so you can't really tell what it is.
Right.
So you just pull one, not knowing what it is. And so you may get a bottle of bourbon that's worth the $25 that you purchased mm-hmm. the ticket for, or you could get one that's $200.
Wow.
We've got some really nice bourbon in there. So if you're a bourbon aficionado, this might really be the thing for you.
This sounds like so much fun. The Glitz and Gala Gala is going to be this Saturday, May 3rd from 4 to 7, talking with Laura Gilliam with United Way of West Florida. We'll be back with Pet Talk after the break. We'll be right back, so don't go away. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Laura Gilliam. She is the president and CEO of United Way of West Florida, getting ready for the Glitz and Gallop Gala this Saturday. Wanted to talk about a couple of other of the services that are so important that you are monitor responsible for. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think it's always, I really do, wherever I go, try to make sure that people understand that we have several helplines. You can access all of them by calling 211. That's kind of our main information referral line. So people call that if they're looking for help with finding a food pantry, maybe help with rent. Maybe they have somebody who's just been diagnosed with a chronic illness and they need to find a support group. So we have a whole host of resources there. Within that 211, you can also access 988. Mm-hmm. Or you can call that directly, which is our suicide prevention crisis helpline. And again, if you're struggling, you need to talk to somebody, that's a great resource. And our you're going to talk with somebody from our staff. They're trained. All of our staff members, whether 211, 988 are trained. We also have a veteran support line, again, which you can access by calling 211. These are veterans. If a person calls in, they identify as a veteran, they're going to talk to
another veteran,
someone who's been there and they understand some of the challenges. And then we just implemented or opened up the Hope line, which is a first responder line.
Oh,
so
really?
Again, just like with veterans, kind of a unique challenge that these folks face because they've seen a lot and mm-hmm. it's been kind of tough. And so these are also people who have been through that. They were first responders as another career. And so they're answering those calls and helping to connect people to resources.
Well, I can't imagine the I couldn't do it myself because it has to be it would be traumatic at work every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's something that we bring to the community. Actually, you know, our United Way, as you mentioned earlier, serves Escambia and Santa Rosa County, but those helplines mm-hmm. cover 10 counties.
Oh, so we I have didn't the know whole, that. Okay.
Yeah. So we have the whole Northwest Panhandle. So they're going to be, if they're going to be in our community answering the calls, our trained staff, but they have access to resources, whether you're calling from Washington County or Okaloosa County or Santa Rosa County, they're going to have a list of those resources in the database. They're going to ask you some questions to really make sure that they're sending you to the place that is most likely going to be able to help you.
What are the hours for those help?
24/7
on all
7
of them.
Days a week.
Wow.
Well, the veteran support line is daytime.
Daytime, okay.
But the others are all the time, 24/7.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Laura, thank you so much for being here this morning. Give that website one more time for tickets for the Glitz and Gala this weekend.
UWWF.org. And thanks for having me. It's so good to see you.
I know. This is so much fun. We've been talking with Laura Gilliam, President and CEO of United Way of West Florida. You do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Those hotlines again, the numbers?
I'm sorry?
988.
Yeah, 211-988. Yep,
That's
that'll
it.
Get you where you need to go.
All right, thank you so much.